You've asked the question if someone is troubled. Then you've persuaded that person to get help.
And it's now time to figure out what that help's going to look like.
Summit County Health Director Alyssa Mitchell says we refer by taking the person in crisis to a hospital or a clinic.
Maybe at Valley Behavioral Health, some of them do offer crisis appointments on a daily basis. Or taking them to a family member or somewhere where they're going to be safe.
Sometimes the person just needs a phone number or website to access, or to just give a promise to seek help.
If somebody has a plan to attempt suicide and the means to attempt suicide, that good faith commitment is probably not the best option.
So Heidi Peterson with Utah's Division of Substance Abuse and Mental Health worked on behalf of her struggling family member.
Often these people don't feel like they have the strength to find a qualified professional on their own or to make a phone call. So we may need to do some of those things for them.
Sometimes they'll resist the help, but Peterson says, don't give up.
Let them know that you can see that it's a hard thing that they are going through, that you're not trying to pretend that it's not there or that it's an easy fix.
Summit County Health Dietitian Serene Brooks says her son couldn't get to a struggling friend fast enough. So over the phone, he told him
to get in his car and drive to where his fiance was working. He was able to have a conversation with the fiance and explain the situation and the conversation he had just had with him.
She got her fiance to counseling and saved his life. They're married now.
He's never had any problems with suicide since then.
Summit County has taught 1,000 people through 65 QPR trainings this year, which are available for churches, schools, veterans, and more. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.